We're going to take a right now and walk down Ashwell Road. It can be busy at times, so keep to the pavement. We'll also cross over Barleythorpe Brook again. Come on. I suppose we never know, do we, when we start something, where it's really going to lead, how much it's really going to change our lives, how long we'll keep doing it for, what it will turn into. If Henry the Baker were here today, I wonder how pleased he would be that there was still something left of the canal. That for all of the demolition work, of the taking down of locks and bridges, carried out by Joseph Furbank, who would become one of the most famous railway contractors of the age, that something would remain of the project he invested in. If he spoke to many of those in their 70s and 80s who grew up here, he would probably be delighted about their stories of swimming and skating and fishing, of men escaping from the old prison and wading into the canal as anglers watched on, while prison guards simply waited for them on the opposite bank. Of frogmen combing the canal in the mid-60s to recover bombs that a 16-year-old schoolboy had made and thrown into the water before realising the danger it might cause. And if he joined those who walked the paths we've just walked, then hopefully he would be thrilled by the habitat of plants and animals that he passed through. That the canal was not just a smudge on the landscape, but a living, breathing environment that means so much to so many people and will do to so many more. You should see a horse chestnut tree soon on the left-hand side of the road. It's a beautiful thing that gave its name to Chestnut Road. I don't know how old it is, but they can live for up to 300 years. So maybe that was there before the canal was even dreamt of. It's wonderful, isn't it, how all these time frames weave in and out of each other. How the places where we live are one big jumble of nature and enterprise, all talking to each other somehow, all weaving in and out of each other's business. And it's always shuffling and swirling around you, the place where you live, always making new patterns with its stories and memories and histories. Everything is always moving. That's the thing, being pushed on by what came before it. If it's the season, then do go and see if you can find a conker on the ground. Be careful if you do have to cross the road. And if you find one, put it in your pocket and think of all the thousands of people who have done this from across the ages. Most of them children, of course, searching for the one conker that will bring them glory in the playground. Maybe there have been conkers from this tree that found themselves in the pockets of those who climbed aboard boats that took them from Oakham to Melton and further onwards to towns and villages across the country. Our next stop is going to be outside what was the Boat Inn, just past the Oakham School car park on the right-hand side of the road. It's a light-coloured building, number 44, with a couple of hooks above the door, which is where the old pub sign must once have hung. There's someone we should meet there.